is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Having a child with autism is one of the biggest challenges a parent has to face. At Autism Parenting Magazine, we know there are moments of sadness, anger, and exhaustion. Many times, you feel alone and need support from the autism community. That's why we created the award-winning Autism Parenting Magazine. Every month, we feature the latest coping strategies, therapies, and expert advice for autism parents to inspire and bring hope. Join over 37,000 readers today and get a free issue of Autism Parenting Magazine by going to autismparentingmagazine.com.
Welcome back to autismradio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at autismdonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, Master Chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back in another edition of Hope Saves the Day. I'd like to welcome back to the program my co-host, Lynn Glukoff.
Hi, Paul. How are you today?
Good, Lynn. It's great to have you back on with us as we're celebrating Autism Awareness and Autism Acceptance Month. We've been off the air for a little while, so we are happy, really happy to be back on with you guys. So I know, Lynn, we had some great social media questions, and we're very excited. I know I talked about this a while ago, that Sesame Street has now added a character that has autism, and her name is Julia. And we asked the question was, what do you think of the new Sesame Street character, Julia? And we had a tremendous amount of responses to this question, so we wanted to share some of the thoughts of the community of what they think, you know, how Sesame Street did with portraying a character on Sesame Street that had autism. So I know, Lynn, you had a tremendous amount of responses if you want to share with our listeners.
I want to thank everybody who wrote in. We got, for the most part, I'm not going to read every single response. A lot of people said just they loved it. So that's, I'm just reading the ones that are a little bit more detailed. Okay, the first person wrote, I love it. I think the show like this, I think shows like this kids watch at an early age will help them gain a better understanding to kids who seem different once they start school or see someone in public. Another show that did this was Arthur. Next one wrote, how I wish autism was that simple. One of the things that they may need to stress is that different profiles on the autism spectrum and the ugly side of it as well, but not sure that's appropriate material for the children's program. Next person wrote, made me cry, reminds me of my son and the things the children asked me about him. Then we got, I think it's wonderful. It's a wonderful way to generalize it and make it easier to grasp. I think this is great. Kids watching at an early age gain a greater understanding. Next person wrote, I think it's great. I've seen a lot of parents of severely autistic complaining that doesn't portray the autism that their kids have. No two people on the spectrum are the same, and they can't portray the entire spectrum in one character. It does bring attention to some of the most common traits. A lot of work went into designing the character. I think they're doing a great job of putting autism into the spotlight in a way that even young children can learn. Plus, it's great for kids on the spectrum to see a character that they can relate to better than a typical character. So that's a good point. I thought that person did a great job of writing that, I think. I thought that too at first. Then when I saw the whole thing, I said, well, you know, they captured a lot of the features. I guess we'll talk about that. Next person wrote, I like Julia. I like the character is played by a mom whose son is autistic. While it's great they are talking about autism, I'm a little disappointed that there's never representation of for children like ours, and her child is severe. Next person wrote, she acts like my son, so I loved it. I feel like it will really help people understand. Love it, and so does my son. He's watching it right now for the fourth time today. Next person wrote, I love how Big Bird asked what it means to have autism. He said, for Julia, it means, and because the meaning of autism for Julia is different from anyone else's. Yeah, I thought that was a good point, too, actually. This person wrote, okay, I think we got the same thing going on here. There's so many different kinds of autism. There's a reason why the gentleman says, well, for autism, for Julia, autism looks like. She's not high-functioning by any means. They made her more on the moderate side of the spectrum. Next person wrote, my daughter's on the severe side and nonverbal. My typical five-year-old was really disappointed because she could talk. Well, that's so interesting. Okay. I was surprised they made the character a girl when so many more boys are autistic. Not a bad thing, just surprised. I think the level of autism the character has works for a children's show. Here's another one. I'm surprised she wasn't more severe. Autism Daddy worked on it, and his son is severe. I thought she was going to be nonverbal. Maybe it has to do with PBS and what they will allow or want it. I don't know. I mean, as far as what the media show goes, she thought they did a good job. I love it. She may not like my son, but she may not be like my son, but autism has many levels to it. My son watches Sesame Street commercials with Julia on them over and over. I think they should have I think they should have Julia talk with a device. That would be awesome. I thought that was a good answer. Hoping Julia has some scenes on the show with her autistic friends that are severe too, and boys. What else? Yeah, my son has problems with fine motor skills. He doesn't like picking up writing utensils, and he eats with his hands, even messy foods like spaghetti. I think that person was disappointed that they didn't show that aspect of it. Next person wrote, it's opening a door, bringing autism into the light. Sesame Street reaches millions of children around the world. Perhaps the children introduced to this little Julia will be more inclined to accept her as she is. We need to come into the light. This is a world issue that will impact every country, city, and state. This epidemic is not going away. Next person, I guess, was upset. She said she has nothing in common with my son. You want me to keep going, or you want to?
Yeah, no. I mean, I think you know, obviously, everyone's kind of on a common ground here, because you're not going to capture autism with one character.
Exactly.
Because there are so many different levels. And some people have said that, obviously. But some people are upset because there wasn't a comparison to their own child, but they have to realize that it's pretty hard to do that in one character. And I think, you know, the bottom line, from my view, I think it's a good thing, obviously, that they did this, because they are shining light on autism.
Yeah.
They could have done something different with the character, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know exactly all the thought process that went through, but I think what it might be is that they're trying to also relate to a lot of non-autistic children with the program to educate them about what autism is.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's kind of like, you know, you have a lot of kids that are non-autistic that are watching the program. They want to maybe have more education with them by having Julia be more verbal and being able to communicate better, maybe. I don't know if that was the thought process behind it or not.
Right.
So you don't know. You don't know. Because I know there was one individual that wrote about, you know, that she wasn't surprised that, you know, she was more severe. And she was talking about Autism Daddy that worked on a character, I guess, to help Sesame Street and PBS kind of create this character. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't think it had to do with PBS allowing it or not. I don't think. I'm not really sure. You know, and I don't know if we have a definitive answer what the thought process was behind how they were portraying autism with Julia on the program. So I think it's hard to kind of judge them on that, what they were trying to do. But I think I know. You know, listen, we know, like yourself, myself, our children are a little more severe on the spectrum, and so we're more sensitive to that, you know. And I think that's part of the problem.
I think some people who have severe kids who, you know, I think they were upset that she was verbal. But then I think they did a great, I thought that too, if I just watched that little clip of it that was going around on the social media. But if you watch the full episode or the full part where Julia is really introduced, you see a lot of things that kids can identify with, like you said, like a typical kid, if they see someone flapping, she was flapping. She wasn't able to answer the questions. She was, didn't fully understand, you know, what Big Bird was saying or how to respond or how to play. So all those things are things that little kids, if you think about it, when your child was little, our kids are getting older now, but when they were little, those were the first things really that identified them as having autism.
Right.
She covered her ears at one point because she couldn't, the sensory issue came up. So I think they really hit upon a lot of good things.
Right, right. No, absolutely.
I think
absolutely.
They covered a lot of things that, you know, are really in general seen with kids with autism.
And I think you have to look at this. What is the age groups that are watching Sesame
exactly.
Street? This was not created for adults, even though adults watch it.
Right.
And they make the content interesting to adults so that adults will watch it with their children, which is, I know, one of the goals that they always try to achieve with Sesame Street over the years. But, you know, ultimately, you know, you got to look at the age group. So I think if you had a child that's, you know, 4 or 5 years old, watching a child, you know, using a device to talk with, they might not understand that because they don't even know how to use a device at that age. But yet,
I don't know if that would go.
You know,
also, I think that they were trying to pick up the main features of autism. And if you think about it, I think they did. I think they did pretty. I honestly think they did a pretty good job.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I got to see the program recently for the first time. Right. Obviously, I saw the promos, and you know, I've been talking to PBS over the years. We did the Thomas. The Thomas the Train show that we had, which was one of the first live performances that was catered towards autism. It was specific to autistic children, and kids love Thomas the Train.
Yes.
And they really could relate to that, and it was such a big hit. And when I remember discussing the showing of Thomas the Train, they had a great turnout for that event. But they were also talking about Julia, how, you know, Sesame Street, PBS, obviously, they're on the PBS side of the program. Sesame Street, obviously, is now, I know HBO purchased the rights to Sesame Street, so all the new episodes now get only broadcasted on HBO, whereas PBS now gets the shows slightly delayed, so they're behind a lot of the newer
Didn't even know they're still airing. I thought you only could do it on the cable now, as far as I know.
Yeah, no. Sesame Street does get them. PBS gets the Sesame Street episodes, but they're delayed.
They do? Okay.
They're a few. I don't know how many months exactly. I don't know if it's 6 months behind or 3 months, but they're getting them later of the new episodes, where HBO now has the exclusive rights of airing the new Sesame Street shows. So. And then that was a big thing because, obviously, Julia, as a new character coming on, we don't have HBO, so I wasn't able to see Julia's debut. And I was, obviously saw it online on YouTube, that kind of stuff, and Sesame Street, you know, website and all that. But I actually got to see one of the first episodes that they aired the other day with Julia. It was pretty interesting. She was up on top looking down on Big Bird. Talking about, you know, what's that, you know, and she was laughing hysterically, and he was asking her, you know, what are you laughing at? And she's like, you know, laughing at Big Bird. And it was a very cute scene.
It was cute,
you know?
It was cute.
But it was also educating you on, you know, some of the traits of autistic children.
Yeah, I think that person who said that it's a girl actually made a good point. I don't know why they made her made her a girl, because there's so many more boys. I mean, yeah, there are girls with it, but it was just interesting that it wasn't a boy, because you think about it, it's 4 times more common in boys.
True.
So,
no, that's true.
I don't know what that was about.
Well, maybe they're also, if you look at the cast of Sesame Street, there's a lot of more male characters.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, you have only one that, I forget her name. I'm bad with the names of the show.
I don't know, yeah.
But there's one girl that is friends with Elmo. She's always on.
Oh, yeah. I know.
But, you know, the rest of the characters are mostly male. So, you know, maybe that was some thought process into it. I'm not really sure, you know, why they made her into a girl. But, you know, I think it gives you some a different look too. Because there are a lot of girls with autism too. So.
Oh no, there are definitely.
There is a lot more boys. That is
there's
very
a lot
true.
More boys. I guess that was a good point. But this next person put, I thought I liked this comment though. She wrote, "I love how she's just like my son, but I do understand how other ASD moms have been offended because she only represents a small part of the autistic spectrum. But at least she's not a savant." And that, to me, I thought that hit the nail on the head there, but the not being a savant, at least they didn't do that. I mean, I think they really did a good job of doing, someone you would see with autism at that age. That's what
right,
you would see.
Right,
you
know? Absolutely.
Although I got upset at the beginning because, you know, she was drawing a painting, and I didn't see the whole thing. But, I mean, I know my son would never paint, ever, never hold a crayon, never do anything remotely like that. So my first thought was that was to me was like almost offensive, like she was able to paint, like, you know. he wouldn't hold the crayon. So but then when I saw the other aspects, like I said, then I realized, you know, they did touch upon a lot of the main things that you would say, the hand flapping, the covering the ears, her not being able to respond, and I think that was great. So, you know, for the most part, I would give it a 9 out of 10. They did a good job.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, and listen, the bottom line, it's opening a door and bringing autism into the light. Sesame Street has such a huge following of millions of children around the world, and they're being introduced to Julia, a character that will be more inclined to be accepted as she is, you know?
The other point was that she's going, if you think about it, most kids, I guess the majority of the kids are mainstream today with typical kids. So they had to sort of have her be a little bit higher functioning, that she would be able to. I liked at the end they had her play with them and accept her for who she was and everything. And kids do that, but it was just nice to show that.
No, absolutely. I mean, kids, let's be honest, kids today, maybe I'm going out on a limb here, but they seem more kinder than kids when we were growing up.
More tolerant,
As far as, you know, accepting people with disabilities and whether, their sexual preference is different. Either a boy growing up gay or a girl growing up gay now is more acceptable where when we were in that generation, it really wasn't accepted well at all. It was actually, those poor children were treated so poorly and picked on and made fun of. And that happened a lot in our school. I remember there was a boy and looking back now and knowing so much about autism, he definitely was on the spectrum. And they used to pick on him and to the point where, you know, they'd make him mad and he would just like have a meltdown and attack him, you know, and they used to get a kick out of that. And it was terrible what they used to do.
Oh, yeah. And there was I had spoken with some of my friends, but here in New Jersey, we have a zero tolerance policy in my daughter's school district, where, you know, bullying is not tolerated, you know, and from very, very early age, they are teaching them to be kinder to each other, to be friendly with each other. I mean, you can't, obviously, the whole world's not going to be friends, but they really work on the accepting each other with differences and making people feel, you know, comfortable and not having so many cliques and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, so I think, in our day and age, the administrator didn't get involved with any of that stuff at all. It was just,
That's very true. I mean, definitely we've come a long way with the things today that we have available. I mean, I guess the biggest problem now today is kids get bullied online and a lot of schools can't protect that. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of stuff that still goes on social media now, but there is people working on laws even for that now. So, there's a lot of things that we're trying to do proactively to stop, you know, abuse, bullying, you know, and that whole demeanor and behavior, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that's a big thing. But, so we'll see. I guess we'll have to keep following up on Julia and see what direction, obviously, Sesame Street goes with the character, because obviously they're going to be adding new content consistently and seeing where she goes.
That would be interesting to see, too,
You know, as the years go by, you know, I'm sure she's not going anywhere. She's going to be part of the show for a very long time, as long as
Sesame Street's still going.
Well, I'm sure they will. I'm sure they're going to keep her as a regular. I mean, she may not be on every single episode, but she'll be on, I think, a large majority of them for sure. And I think it's important.
They used to have a character in a wheelchair for a long, when we were young even. They had a character. I think Sesame Street is known for a bit, you know, working with people with disabilities.
They did. They absolutely did. Actually, even, and this is going back too, but Mr. Rogers, there was a boy, I'll never forget it. He was in a wheelchair, and I guess he could only move his mouth and he could speak, but he couldn't move his hands or really, like he could use his fingers. And they actually had him come on. This is a video. You can look on YouTube, but he comes back like, I don't know, something like 50 years later, and gave Mr. Rogers an award. It was some kind of award.
Oh,
and
wow.
He comes out on stage in this wheelchair.
Aww.
And he just remembered like how great, you know, Mr. Rogers was to
great.
Him. And,
yeah, he was great.
You know, just so kind. But, you know, that's the whole PBS network, too. I mean,
right.
they've always done a tremendous job with, you know, being inclusive of people with disabilities and just, you know, having good messages always being reiterated to children. And also education. That was the other thing. That was a big part of it was, you know, a lot of children, and myself included, we learned some of our first words and on Sesame Street. So.
Well, the other thing, too, about Sesame Street, besides disabilities, they also were one of the first ones to do different races together, different religions together, show all different aspects
absolutely
of people getting along. I mean, I wish the whole world would be like Sesame Street
in
real life. Wouldn't it be nice if we could all be like Sesame Street? We should be, you know, but...
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, I mean, most of that stuff comes from parents, you know, think about it.
Right.
The parents are teaching the bad habits and the bad behaviors a lot of times.
Right.
So, you know, whereas Sesame Street's teaching the good behaviors and hopefully, you know, the parents start watching these programs and can relay good messages to their children too, you know.
Right.
Not to have hate in their heart and, you know, prejudiceness and just, you know, just bad behavior in general.
Right.
So.
Right.
But, you know, it'll be interesting to see, like I said, where Julia goes, the character. And I'd love to see in a year from now or 6 months from now where Julia's at as far as, you know, her role in the Sesame Street program and some of the things she does and just see how she interacts with some of the other characters of the program. It'd be very interesting to see. But to say it's a bad thing, like some parents obviously were upset, I think is bad. You know, I don't think that... That's not being positive. You know, this was something that to me is very positive that was put on the program to make sure we show the message about autism and educate people and especially young children about people that are different than them. So I think that's a positive thing.
I can't see it as a negative thing at all. I think it's a good thing.
But we'll see. Time will tell
where
we go with this. So we'll be interested to see what the future of Julia with Sesame Street is. But we'd like to thank, you know, all the listeners, obviously, for partaking in this question of the week and social media question of the week. And, you know, we appreciate all your feedback and all your responses because obviously it makes it a lot of fun, you know, to get different perspectives of what people think about it. And hopefully we can come together as, you know, one and have some common ground in the end. So that's the most important thing here from these, I call them exercises, you know, that we put out there. And
Yeah, it's good.
It's good stuff. But, you know, we hope so. We'll see what happens in the future. So anyway, I wanted to let everybody know, don't forget, we have coming up our golf outing on June 5th at Picatinny Arsenal. North Jersey Federal Credit Union will be putting this event on. We're very, very excited to be a part of that. Also, we have some great merchandise that's for sale on autismradio.org. You can get your T-shirts and bracelets and stuff that we have available. So definitely, you know, you want to grab that before we sell out. These are hot items. I know we've been selling a lot of them. We're almost sold out of a lot of different things. We also have car magnets that are available, which are great to show your support for autismradio.org. And don't forget also September the 23rd, we have our third annual casino night.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be at La Nieves in Haledon, and we're very excited about this event. It's our third annual event, and we're going to have a lot of fun. There should be a lot of people coming out, some great prizes. Tickets are $85 per person, and they'll be available on autismradio.org very shortly. So stay tuned and mark your calendars for September the 23rd. Be sure to mark them today because you don't want to miss out on this event. I know a lot of people, you know, they came to the first event, they missed the second event, and they said they don't want to miss the third. So hopefully everybody comes out and joins us again because this is our annual fundraiser, largest fundraiser of the year that helps support all our programs, our martial art, our Iron Temple martial arts program that we have every Friday. And as well, we have our swim program and we have many other programs that this, the amount of money that we raise from this event supports for the whole year. And it allows us to continue keeping these programs growing and keep them going strong. So it's very important that we have your support. So be sure to be a part of that. I'd like to thank, obviously, all the listeners, as always, for continued support here on the program. Wish everybody a great week. And remember, until next time, everybody, hope saves the day. Take care, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand. What is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice. Remember, hope saves the day. I want to show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world. Like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me, yeah. Then you are right by my side. I will love you till the end of time.